St. Francis of Assisi is one of the most venerated religious figures in all of history, not just Christianity, but all of history. I know that's true because I read it on Wikipedia yesterday. He's one of my favorite saints. And, you know, like many Catholics, I think, as I grew up, I knew him as the saint of the birdbath, the statue with the wolf, the lover of creation. But I came to know him much better when I learned about him during my time in the seminary. During my second year in the seminary, I took a theology class, and one day a Franciscan priest came in as a guest speaker and spoke about St. Francis. And then the next semester, I actually took a whole semester-long class with that same priest on St. Francis, and I came to know much more about that very holy man. St. Francis grew up as a child of very well-to-do parents, and so he lived a very comfortable, carefree life, and in fact, he spent much of his youth immersing himself in all the comforts money could buy. He didn't perhaps live a gravely sinful life, but he certainly sought after all of the pleasures that the world can afford. He even chose at one point to go off and make a name for himself, to gain glory for himself in battle. And yet through all of this, he found, as really every human heart discovers, that he was never satisfied. He was always hungering for more. What the world had to offer was never quite enough, and so he kept seeking for more and more, immersing himself more and more in the joys of this life. Until one day, he wandered into the church of San Damiano, right there near Assisi in Italy. It was a church, small church, that had fallen into ruins. And there in the rubble of the church still hung the old crucifix, a painted crucifix of Christ offering his life for the world. And Francis heard the voice of Christ speak to him from that cross. The Lord said, "Francis, go rebuild my church, which you can see is falling into ruins." And taking the words of the Lord quite literally, he sought to rebuild that church of San Damiano. His father was a cloth merchant, and so St. Francis went back to the shop and sold a good amount of the cloth, and he took the money to that church to rebuild it. His father was not happy about that. He was rather furious, and he called his son to appear with him before the bishop, whom he asked to render judgment, and he demanded repayment of the money that he saw Francis had stolen. And Francis, in a very radical decision, not only gave the money back to his father, but there before the bishop, he stripped away all of his clothes and he handed them back to his father. He said, "Here, even the clothes on my back are yours, so I'll give them back to you." And he said, "No longer will I call you father, but I will call only God my father." And that was the turning point, the moment of radical conversion from St. Francis, where he went on then to give his life so completely to Christ. And it led to him eventually founding the Franciscan order and all of the good fruits that have come and continue to come from that order in the church, to the radical witness he gave of giving his life completely to the Lord. You know, for much of his youth, Francis had as his one aim simply to enjoy life, to soak in all the good things that this world has to offer. But there in the ruins of that church of San Damiano, that encounter with Christ opened his eyes to see that all the joys of this life are passing. No matter how much we can get, the day is going to come when either we will freely let it go, or it will be taken from us. And really, when Francis met our Lord there in the church of San Damiano, when the Lord called him to rebuild his church. It was like an echo of the words in the gospel today. Do not work for food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life. And in that moment, Francis began to seek not merely the good things, the pleasures of this life, but his heart was set on seeking eternal life, life that endures even beyond death. And that is what I found drew me to him as a young seminarian, just how radically St. Francis gave everything over to the Lord and was willing to leave everything else behind. I found in my heart, and I think we all can, that longing to follow that example, to seek in Christ the food that endures for eternal life. And so I think today the words of the gospel, the example of the life of St. Francis, invite us to reflect on the question, am I working merely for food that perishes? Or am I striving in my life to seek the food that endures for eternal life? St. Francis was certainly a man in love with creation, but he wasn't merely a lover of creation. St. Francis was a lover of the Creator. And he saw in the beauty of this world, if you will, the fingerprints of God. St. Francis was a man in love with Christ who gave his heart entirely to the Lord. And that's why St. Francis was also a great lover of the Eucharist. That's often not known about St. Francis, but he wrote and preached very beautifully about the Eucharist. He knew that Christ was there, that the Eucharist was the food that endures for eternal life, because in the Eucharist we meet Christ, the one who invites us to communion with him forever. And our communion here at Holy Mass is a foretaste of that eternal communion, our eternal happiness. St. Francis once wrote to his brothers, "Let everyone be struck with fear, let the whole world tremble, and let the heavens exult when Christ, the Son of the living God, is present on the altar in the hands of a priest. O sublime humility, O humble sublimity, the Lord of the universe, God and the Son of God, so humbles himself that for our salvation he hides himself under an ordinary piece of bread." Brothers, look at the humility of God and pour out your hearts before him. Hold back nothing of yourselves for yourselves, that he who gives himself totally to you may receive you totally. Such beautiful words. Calling his brothers, calling us to work for the food that endures to eternal life. In the coming weeks, we'll continue to hear from this sixth chapter of John's Gospel, where Christ teaches us about the Eucharist, that great treasure that he's left to his church. If we want to heed the Lord's words, to work for the food that endures to eternal life, it begins and ends with the Eucharist. Because the Eucharist is Christ. So today, as we meet him in this Holy Eucharist, let us each renew, or perhaps make for the first time, our promise to live for him alone, to work for the food that endures to eternal life. And in the coming weeks, as we continue to hear our Lord teach about this great mystery, let's reflect upon how we can live this out concretely in a life that is centered on Christ here in the Holy Eucharist. St. Gerard Majella, St. Francis of Assisi, pray for us.